Waters' call follows incidents recently when Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen and Press Secretary Sarah Sanders were harassed at restaurants. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Gasoline prices continue to decline across most states, with the national average down about 6 cents a gallon to right above $2.83. With more, here's John Clemens.
GasBuddy.com reports some states were enjoying a dramatic decrease in gasoline. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.
Michigan fell 15 cents on average, Indiana down 13 cents, Ohio fell an average of 7 cents. So some of the largest decreases were seen in the Great Lakes. About 49 of the nation's 50 states saw declines in the last week.
Wyoming was the only state with an increase, up by 4 cents a gallon. For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
It is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We have all the necessary components to make this show sizzle.
Sizzle. Yes, an absolute success.
You better believe it.
I'm telling you, folks. Listen, I am Mike Hewitt. My co-hosts, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. Miles Bauer, as I understand it, you are still in the great state of misery, correct?
Oh, yeah. That is indeed correct.
Down in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
You saw the ball game this past weekend. How was it?
Well, other than the Cubs loss, you know, it was kind of fun going to the new Busch Stadium.
Okay, that's what it was, is the Anheuser-Busch Stadium. I'm assuming we're not talking about G.W. Bush.
Right.
Trying to see you going to Shrub Stadium, as you call it.
Nope.
Does this have something to do with the brewing of frothy beverages?
Yeah. Anheuser-Busch, the home thereof.
Yes.
Yep, absolutely. Listen, guys, the European Union leaders consider centers outside their countries to process refugees. This is an article from Politico.eu, and you know they're not exactly on our side of the divide, so when you read the article, it's a fascinating thought, because my interpretation of it is that if they could, they didn't say these words, but if they could build a wall and keep the folks outside of that wall and then go out and pick and choose who they wanted to allow in to those country states of the European Union, they would. That's the long and the short of what they are saying in this article. And while I'm reading it, I'm going, wait a minute, this sounds a lot like something President Trump has been saying. Miles, did you have a chance to read that article while you've been on vacation?
Yes, I did, and I didn't quite have the same take as you. I saw this as a last-ditch, desperate attempt, much like our own Democrats, that this was a last-ditch attempt by the EU to try to stem the political tide that they see is breaking out in Italy and Brexit and all across Europe,
even Merkel,
especially given that Merkel is under extreme pressure now.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Even Merkel, who's the power of the Fourth Reich, I hate to say it that way, but I can't stop myself. Even she is in some significant political trouble because my impression of it is that they've turned against their own in preference to allowing these other folks in. They've done it without any vetting whatsoever, and now they've got some significant but very predictable problems there. So when I read it, and by the way, our interpretations weren't entirely different, because clearly this is a stopgap. I couldn't decide if it was something that they were actually thinking about doing or just trying to throw some red meat out to the unwashed masses, as CNN and all that consider us, at least. Ludwig, what was your take on it?
In reading the article, I mean, the Hungarian Prime Minister, Viktor Orban, is the strongest critic of these immigration policies once this is done. And even it says Macron said he wants this on the ballot or palette for
Captain Macaroni.
Yeah. Italian Prime Minister wants this at the summit discussed immediately.
Yep.
They're being infiltrated. Europe's
listen, they're
being
not being
taken apart. Infiltrated
almost sounds like a foreign force hostilely doing a takeover. These folks, very contrary, and much to Miles's point, not unlike our Democratic leadership in the United States, they've reached out for them. They've asked for this.
Yeah, but when I'm saying infiltrate, I'm talking the citizens feel that way, not the leaders.
The citizens absolutely feel maybe infiltrated, but duped by leadership. That's why Merkel, who is probably the strongest leader of the bunch of them, is in trouble, and she is in trouble.
They don't think she'll make the next term. She's done.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I predicted that about our own Paul Ryan, and I was wrong, so I'm hesitant to make those predictions now, because I don't think he's a leader whatsoever, and the idea that he has not surrendered that chair is an aghast, but that's how some politicians roll, and I think she's one of them. She's going to cling to power until they pry her hands loose, not like Clinton. Clinton rejected the folks. I still won. I don't care what you say. I won, gosh darn it. Well, no, you didn't. Go home. Okay. Anyhow, so Miles, what do you predict long-term for the European Union? Is it in trouble, or are they going to be able to save themselves?
Well, it depends on how you define, you know, lasting and saving themselves. I think that the EU is in serious decline. I think you saw that with the beginning of Brexit.
Right.
And you saw that in several elections in Italy. I don't think they'll quote-unquote ever say that it's done, but it will, in effect, become very ineffective.
It's probably right on the cusp of that now. But when you bring up Brexit, and I shouldn't go here because I can't source the articles, but I've read several articles over the last week or 2 weeks that talk about, and I only because I can't find a different word, the establishment within Great Britain, United Kingdom, is working really to thwart this and make it a meaningless exit from the European Union. And I got to tell you, if they achieve that, if they water it down so we're out but we're really not out, I think the folks in Great Britain are going to have a field day in the most negative fashion as you can have a field day with that. That was my interpretation. In other words, it's the same old, same old. The elitist within the insides of the walls of every government that are the ones that are the benefactors of folks having their liberty and treasury stolen from them to these benefactors. I mean, they're still in their pitching saying, well, we're leaving, but we're really not actually really, really leaving.
Well, I'd read that Theresa May was not really going to plan to implement it. They were going to have a second vote.
Right.
Because the media was spewing that if the youth that showed up didn't understand it and that there was another vote, it wouldn't pass again, so they were going to vote again. I'm like, that's... Yeah. I've never heard of that, where we just re-vote for something.
Well, let me do this, and I hate to be shrill.
Yeah.
But this reminds me a little bit of the great state of Michigan with its gas tax, where 81%, I've never seen anything in my entire political life that united both sides of the ideological divide, and then the state government, we're doing it anyhow, you idiots. That's what they did.
Yeah,
and that's
what,
and that's really what May and her entourage are seeing this. Okay, you guys voted, but we're way smarter than you, and we're going to do good government policy, and if you don't like it, clam it.
Yep.
Well, the folks at some point, the folks are going to say, you know what, that's the last time you've walked us out on the plank. This time we're throwing you overboard.
That's why you get a Donald Trump.
What's that, Miles?
Yeah, exactly. This is how a long-shot real estate mogul suddenly becomes a presidential candidate and wins the presidency for garbage just like that. That was the birth of the Trump movement.
You're probably right, and I get in trouble when I say this, but a lot of the Trump supporters Not all of them, so don't misunderstand me, but a lot of the Trump supporters were very frustrated, disenfranchised Tea Party people. I know that because I'm involved in a lot of the same folks I was involved with in the Tea Party movement now stand with me on the Trump team. So it's I mean, that is part and parcel of it. It's at least how they were able in some areas to get more organized than just some folks, because there was already some communication network set up that's been in play now since 2009. So that helped a little bit. I don't know that the European Union has anything, and maybe they do, but I'm not aware of anything on par with the Tea Party that was able to bring an immediate foundation for the Trump team.
But what's chilling about that is that now we're starting to see how the establishment was fighting back against the rise of Trump.
Right.
And will something similar occur in Europe?
Well, one of the things we're seeing in regards to the rise of Trump, this is all we've been seeing for the last 2 years, by the way, is this constant, that we talked about yesterday, Miles. I am so sick of the Comey, the Russian investigation, the daily, minute-by-minute drama of who said what when, and you just go, oh, stop, I thought we elected leaders in you folks. An FBI, there's me with my rant about a federal police force in which, remind me again which founder would have signed on to that kind of nonsense. So I mean, you know, we're getting our way, but it is with a significant fight.
Well, any change is that way. Any change that takes effect, there's always a fight against it. People don't like change.
Right. Okay, folks, listen, we are going to go to a break on that note, and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly 1 million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Take a look at that website, I tell you, RenegadeRiver.com.
I absolutely agree with you there, Mr. Thomas. Listen, folks, if you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt. My co-hosts are Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. Ludwig is fighting off a sneeze.
Yep.
Wow, was that fun to watch, I'm telling you. I was worried about him. I was thinking about just throwing a sheet over him in case something happened bad. Sorry about that, Lud. Okay, listen, this is from thehill.com. Trump, Dems want illegal immigrants to infest our country. Miles is our resident Trump publican. Help me understand what this is about.
Yeah, so I kind of like this whole idea of the Democrats are looking at a great economy. The Democrats are looking at the potential for peace breaking out in North Korea. They're starting to come to the realization that there's no blue wave coming. And I think they're sitting around going, so what are we going to run on in the fall?
Right.
And I think that they found something that may not hold a lot of brain power, but it can certainly hold a lot of emotional power. And they can come up with pretty pictures to make everybody emotional.
Right. Ludwig and I talked about it while you were down there with your son, where they showed the picture a couple weeks ago of the children in what looked like dog cages. They look like kennels, like something you'd see if you went to the veterinarian's office.
Mm-hmm.
And they were immediately called on it because it was from 2014. So the picture went away for, I don't know, 2 or 3 days, and then it came back, and now they use it again. But they don't address it, and they don't caption it. It's just in the background. So if you're not paying attention constantly like some of the folks are, you're stuck seeing that now. And if nothing else, the subliminal message is that that is a Trump-era image when the reality is extraordinarily different. And I'm not endorsing separation. By the way, I get it. I understand the mechanics of why it is. I understand that. But at the same time, the facilities that they built down there are nothing like what was taking place during Obama, GW, Bush before him, Clinton. But this is not a new problem, folks. It just isn't. And so when they do that, to say it's disingenuous would be a real stretch of the term. It's a lie.
The biggest issue here is if you're seen in supporting this law that's been implemented for decades, you're seen as inhuman and immoral.
Right.
Because you support separating children. No, I don't support separating children from their parents, but I support implementing the laws that we have. We are a land of laws.
Yeah. I'm not opposed to separating children from criminals, and I think that's the rub.
Yes.
Because a lot of folks look at those and say, listen, you wantingly and knowingly broke our laws.
Yeah.
That makes you, by definition, a criminal.
Yep.
And by definition, in America's domestic policy and how we look at criminals and parenthood, there is a separation there. If you don't believe me, like I said the other day very passionately, go to any family court of your choosing and spend the day there and watch. Folks, you will see some separation that would make what they're showing on the Global News Network pale. That's the reality of what happens when parents become criminals. Right? Wrong? Do I like it? No. Am I endorsing it? No. It doesn't, but it doesn't change it as a reality. And by the way, I think that our policy in total on immigration is extraordinarily broken. But I think Donald Trump believes that.
Mm-hmm.
And if Tip O'Neill were still alive, he'd be saying the same thing as Trump is. He just would be. But they're using this, to Miles's point, as a midterm. The mistake they're making is that they're not understanding that this has got the legs of a 7 to 10 day news cycle. So a week and a half, 2 weeks from now, we'll be talking about something entirely different across the fruited plain. I get what they're doing. I agree with you, Miles. I just don't think it has long-term legs.
Well, I think it has an effect for the middle of the road voter. The bases are going to stay where they're at.
You're talking about the River Reeds that would vote for Obama and Ronald Reagan in the same lifetime?
Yeah, I think this does have a negative impact on him with those people, just by the visual.
Well, listen, we'll see new polling in a while. Right now, the last polls we talked about, Miles, showed him at this point in his administration to be 1% higher than Obama or G.W. Bush at the same date. That's Gallup.
Mm-hmm.
It was 45, and then the other two presidents at this point in their administrations were 44 apiece. So with all of the constant, nonstop social media and fabricated cable news, commentary, masquerading as news, they've not moved the needle because the folks are still saying, okay, we don't even necessarily like some of his bombastic approach, but we like the results a lot. Am I reading that wrong, Miles Bauer?
Yeah, I was going to say there were two things I was going to add to the immigration discussion, and that was, let's also keep in mind what some parents, if you want to call them that, are forcing their children to make the trek towards the United States by themselves.
Right.
So apparently the parents themselves are self-separating themselves from their child, mm-hmm. as they tell them, walk up to the United States and go across the border.
Right.
The other thing that I would bring forward, given all of the apparent emotional displays against separating kids, you know, I personally think abortion is immoral, but you don't see me on television setting my hair on fire. Yes, I understand abortion's the law of the land, but I still think it's immoral.
Yeah. So here's another one for you, Miles. You live in Chicago. Where's the outrage with all the children being separated from their fathers that are going to prison for minuscule, minor, even drug violations for multi-years? Where's that outcry for that parent and child separation?
Right.
Because they're American, we don't care? Because I really get that with the left. They don't care really what's going on in America. They care about what everything is going on outside of us.
I don't know that I agree with that. Go ahead, Miles.
I was going to say, isn't Flynn being separated from his kids? Isn't Manafort being separated from his kids?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But listen, when you look at the folks in Mexico and probably even more so in southern the South America countries that are doing what you're talking about, they're sending their children here. Miles, I think your point was very valid. It's not being talked about, and it's not like a few. It's in the many thousands of children. We see pictures of it. No one ever comments on that. In fact, you guys corrected me a couple months ago when I was talking about what took place years ago. And when I go back and look at those pictures, the overwhelming percentages, even then, way before Trump even announced on that train, the overwhelming percentages were children. So now when you do a snapshot of a holding center, by the way, that looks like a wonderful camp, is what it looks like. It looks like a huge private education center. That's what they're holding them in, rather than a dog cell like the image tried to project. But they're sending their kids up here as bait, as lures to get themselves in. That's hard to morally defend that. But none of this has anything to do with them. That's the sad part.
No.
This is all midterm elections. That's the part where you and I agreed, Lud. This everything that they're saying and doing across the media spectrum is about midterms. They could give one iota, whether it was a dog cage or a big gigantic gymnasium at a private charter school. They don't care about that. And I see the arguments on social media from the left on Facebook and Twitter, and you just go, oh, stop it. It just gets to the point where it's numbingly ignorant.
Our guy, Ted Cruz, brought forward another bill on resolving this.
They don't want to resolve it.
They don't want to. I mean, Trump tried to resolve it and offered $800,000 DACA. They said no. So he offered $1.3 million. They said no. They shut down the government. Ted Cruz is now putting a bill forward, and our own congressman is helping endorse that in the House.
Yep.
They're saying no. Four tries in the last year, and they've said no.
There were two floating, trying to build muster as to resolve the separation issue.
Yeah.
Regardless of what side you folks come down on this topic, there were two bills that were already in motion that the Democrats refused to join on. And you go, wait a minute, how can you refuse a solution and then pile on because of the damage the lack of solution has? Some of it, we talk about whether Trump is bombastic. Their actions are more bombastic than anything I can think of.
They want him to make the call and make it happen, then flip it on him in the election. Look, Trump didn't keep his word. He gave amnesty. That's what I think they're trying to do.
Miles, final thoughts?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's fun that the Democrats think Trump can take care of this in the stroke of a pen. Doesn't this require congressional legislation?
We'll talk about that in just a second. It's an interesting point. Folks, we'll be right back.
We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who work with us know the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, income. At Sound Income Strategies, we transform high-fee, high-taxed retirement spend-down schemes into sustained retirement income. And we can do the same for you. For your free, no-obligation income kit,
call 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
It's time to get off the Wall Street roller coaster, stop the retirement spend down schemes, and join the income generation. For your free, no obligation income kit,
call 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Sound Income Strategies, the secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
Call 866-913-1234.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is tweeting his solution to the contentious immigration issue. People must simply be stopped at the border and told they cannot come into the U.S. illegally, he tweeted. Congressman Luis Gutierrez, an Illinois Democrat, says the president is using a tragic situation to play to his supporters.
It's wrong to separate babies, to use cruel, inhumane policies in order to gin up your political base. And it seems like it's working.
Republican Congressman Jeff Flake of Arizona says this should not be a long-term campaign issue.
These are areas where we understand it's a complex issue. And just the kind of rhetoric about people being soft on the border or soft on crime, you know, that only goes so far.
Both lawmakers were on ABC's This Week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You are hearing The Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, and you bet we're back.
We are back, folks. I am Mike Hewitt, my co-hosts, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski. Listen, guys, before we jump into it, I got to pause for a minute. Miles Bauer, I need to ask you a couple personal questions. How do you identify and what pronouns do you use to describe yourself?
Yeah, exactly. I was stunned.
Tell the folks what you were telling me right before we went back on the air.
Yeah, so recently I took my son down for orientation because he'll be a freshman at a university this fall. And as part of their orientation, they separate parents from kids. Oh, my goodness.
Who had to sit in the dog cage, you or the child?
I was not able to stay on campus. He got to spend the night on campus.
Okay.
And apparently one of the activities is that they sit in a circle and they go around the room and they ask everyone how they identify sexually.
Right.
And they ask, what are your pronouns?
What are your pronouns?
Do you want to be referred to as him or her or it? Or horse, I don't know. And I thought, what in the world does this have to do with education?
And by the way, folks, it's not asking for tolerance and understanding either. It's called advocacy politics.
Yeah.
That's what you're witnessing. It's advocacy politics on an educational level, on an industrial educational level. By the way, did you elaborate how many people crossed over from what their genitalia identifies them as?
No, although they did ask, it's very much a given that even though I might be an African-American male, just by virtue of the fact of being male, I'm a person of entitlement.
Right.
I have been given things that I should not have been given. They also went through and asked everybody to take one step forward if you've ever been discriminated against.
Okay. Did everyone step forward?
Again,
hopefully everybody took a step forward.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, apparently he said there was this one girl who stepped forward.
Okay, only one person out of the circle of any. Did he say how many made up that circle?
No.
Okay, I was just trying to get an idea of the percent, to be honest with you.
Right. And then, of course, there were many references around our undocumented friends, which is always kind of fun. And, yes, I mean, it is staggering. As I explained to my son, I was like, you're in for 4 years of being waterboarded progressivism.
Ludwig, you're one of the waterboarders.
No, I'm the one fighting against the waterboarding. I mean, I do not squelch any idea in my class, but I do point out that there are some more logical than others.
So listen, I self-identify as a multimillionaire, and I demand that our society make me true on that. I'm entitled.
I don't know how your son sat through this, Miles, because I know me personally. I would have either said, this is stupid, or I would have played along and said, I'm a middle-aged white woman.
I basically told him, I said, because we had heard rumor that this might break out ahead of time.
Sure.
And I actually told him before I dropped him off, I was like, if at any point in time you feel uncomfortable about this, you text me. I'll be there. I'll pick you up. You just walk.
But listen, many of you probably sit there and just thinks it's a big hoot right now, a big laugh. I would. I'd be sitting there shaking my head, giggling at him. Go ahead.
He did point out one person did step forward and say that they very much felt strongly about conservative views, and they fundamentally just squelched them and moved on.
Yeah,
and
weren't interested in that.
Right, exactly. And I remember Miles telling me, you know what, I'm just going to go dark for the next 4 years.
See, that's the problem. That's the problem with our side, I think, is that we will let a guy or woman stand on an island alone when they step up and fight back. We don't get in there and fight in the ring with them, because that guy that did that got ganged up on by the rest of the group.
He
was squelched. So, I mean, essentially, that to me is ganged up on. As soon as you're squelched, people probably back the idea.
I sold out for many a grade.
I hear that all the time.
Because
I know. I do, I'm sure.
My whole point was to get out of there with a piece of paper so I could go get a job.
So,
because I like to eat, too.
So here's what we're saying to our young generation. We're going to drop you in the toilet and give you a four-year chunky, not even a swirly, a cultural toilet is how I see it. It is what I see it as. It's nothing but Uber left, not your average Democrat that we disagree with on some domestic or foreign policy issues. This is off the hook, crazy left, and they've turned our higher education to a filled toilet bowl. We're dropping our next generation in there, hit and plunge, and hoping for the best. And to me, that's just brain dead idiocy. I'm sorry, and I'm sorry, I don't get it. I'm with Malcolm X on this. Only a fool would allow his enemy to educate his children. I mean, at some point, we got to say, whoa, slow down here. The schools, I know that we act like they're crazy leftist nuts, because they are. But let me tell you something about them even still. Money motivates. And if for one lousy year, folks would say, you know what? This year, you're not getting a penny from anybody. That's the only way you're ever going to change it. All the whining and griping on talk shows across America ain't going to change nothing. Mm-hmm. If you want to change the education and get it back to reading, writing, curriculum, if you wanted to be an engineer, you should have 75% classes curriculum on engineering, not 75% on crazy hard left nonsense. And until we say, whoop, what was that noise? That was the faucet being turned off. Until that happens, it's going to continue to get worse because they feel like they're being empowered. They feel like they're being supported on these issues because the money gets grander every year. Anyone with a calculator go, well, the American people must support this lunacy because the math keeps getting deeper.
Yeah.
Turn off the faucet, America. That's what I'm saying on this. And anybody that hasn't had the luxury of watching these circuses unfold, first off, it reminded me of going to a used car convention. Nothing against used car salespeople. But when they do the dog and pony show, it's a sales pitch. It's a big, gigantic sales pitch. As soon as they got you, as soon as you swallow the hook, then you know what it's going to cost you, and it's a lot more than money. That's my view, and I know I differ with you, too, on that, but I'm pretty passionate on it. I think it's a train wreck, and I think it's destroying. It is greatly harming America's destiny.
I do got to say, Miles, I do remember a class that me and my brother both took together, and we fought back. We got to the point we ended up dropping. Because this,
what'd you drop?
It was an economics class. This professor was from Iraq, and he despised America. And this was right 2001. Yeah, because yep. And we fought back against him, and he did not like us at all. My brother, he ended up actually getting into a physical altercation. My brother, and we both dropped because we're American and we're.
Listen, we talked about this last year though. When one of the young fellows that is around Renegade River. Taking a class at a West Michigan college taught by a Syrian that explained to the class, including the veteran in the front row, you're all terrorists. All of America is a terrorist. And I asked the same question then. Forget the nut and why the school employs them and continues to this day. Why in the world are the folks, the parents and the children that are going to be endowed up to their eyeballs over that nonsense, why don't they all get up and walk out? If you want to get these colleges' attention, have the entire class say, give us our money back. Mm-hmm. As far as singing Kumbaya, I want to know what your identity is. Oh, my goodness, Miles Bauer. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, but don't you think some of these public universities thrive on the state funding and that, the parental money is good. Yep. But at the end of the day, isn't this just a political institution that the state of, insert your favorite state here, just funds via the budget? I mean, it's the way I look at the University of Illinois at Champaign.
Right.
They're simply an arm of Springfield.
I don't disagree with you, but listen, folks, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, bumpers, and more in your Auto Value Parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
A single ember from a wildfire can travel over a mile. Your home is better protected when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org to get started. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, and it has returned. It is the Enigma Report.
It absolutely is the Enigma Report, folks. Listen, I'm Mike Hewitt, my co-hosts Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski. Guys, this is an enigma for me, and you folks that have listened to the show before have had me touch on this topic a few times, but let me preface it by saying I am not an advocate of nation building. I say that because I know that the automatic knee-jerk response will be to think that that's what I'm calling for. But when I look at immigration, when I look at specifically illegal immigration as it relates to Mexico, some of the immediate countries in Central America, and then, frankly, in the northern end of South America is where the bulk of the illegal immigration is coming from. When I look at this, listen, we can't find a president, at least from Teddy Roosevelt forward, literally, not a single president, that didn't wrestle with this issue. I posted a picture the other day on Facebook from the 1930s, that showed a train coming out of Mexico, and it had to stop at the border, and there were inspectors looking underneath it, crawling all over it to see how many illegals were. This is pre-World War II. Folks, this has been a problem for a century, more than a century now. And it causes me to pause and say, we're all arguing over the wrong end of the stick, in my view. And I'll give you an example of it, not to muddy the waters up, but it's like the drug issue. We're all talking, both sides of the aisle, including Trump, talking about the drug issue. We've got to stop the drugs coming in. And every single time I hear that, I say the same thing. How about if we stop the market? How about if we figure out why in the world someone would want to load their body up with poison? Because as long as there's a market, as long as there's a demand, somebody, somewhere, is going to fill that demand. So we're answering the wrong end of the problem. And when I look at the illegal immigrants, and this time I'm going to defend them for a minute, they're risking their life and their children's life. They're risking everything that they've got, which is life itself, to be shuttled in the middle of the night across. We just watched a whole family full earlier, within the last few days, get killed in some chase. You know, these folks are risking life itself to get here. And why are we wrestling with that when, in my view, we should be helping them construct a small R Republican form of self-governance in their own areas, in their own homelands? Why aren't we helping to cure the problem rather than to catch the ball that's on fire? Ludwig, Miles, I don't care who, someone take me to school on this, because it enrages me that we're on the wrong end of the stick.
Well, some people would reject your idea of that because that would be considered nation building.
I prefaced it.
And they don't like that.
I get it. But listen, when I look at the amount of money it costs us and that it has cost the United States both in treasury and lives, mm-hmm. going back to at least Teddy Roosevelt, you can't school me on that because it's a fact.
Yep.
You've got a 100-plus years of every single year dealing with the same issue. They had the Wetback Act. That was an act, not a racial slander. It was about folks getting their back wet crossing the Rio Grande, and they came up with a legislative bill called the Wetback Act. Okay, and that's been turned into a political football and a racist slur and all that. My point in bringing that up is this isn't a new problem. This isn't Donald Trump's problem. It isn't President Obama's problem. Or GW's, it's a century-plus long issue that tells you that the homelands in these places are on fire. So I'm not in favor of nation building, but we're off dinking around in the Middle East with all those people. I hate us.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of doing that, we're over here catching fireballs out of our own hemisphere. Miles, I'm confused over this because I think we're being idiots with the way we're handling it in total.
Yeah, so I would say a couple of things here. One of the least mentioned in our media, let's not forget all of the faith-based organizations that go out across these countries and go out and try to help these people right in their country. And they will come back and tell you these people want to stay in their home.
Most of them do.
It doesn't fall into a political narrative back here. And plus, oh my goodness, they are faith-based, so you need to squelch them. There's no way that they're going to put them on TV. But that being said, look, even in our own country, we've got the ruling class and we've got flyover country. And I think in a lot of these places, Mike, to be honest with you, in Central and South America, I mean, even in the United States of America, I don't think you can convince the ruling class to get back to a place of being human. I genuinely don't.
So the ruling class are so elite, they're going to dominate these people no matter what we say or do.
Right.
Right? And I would point at King George and say there is an answer to these problems. There is historical proof where the folks finally said, you know what, we're all done with you. Listen, when it gets so bad that a person's willing to take their, in my case, my four daughters and flee a country, knowing that the odds are I may get arrested, I might make it through, I could die on the way, that's a pretty significant decision for these folks to make. And in the end, no matter what the politics, domestic midterms, and global news network, in the end, they're human. And you got to say, what would you, Ludwig, I know you with your kids, for you to say, I'm going to risk the lives of my family to do X. Something significant would have to motivate you to risk them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the answer. The only answer I know for a fact is that the one we're arriving at doesn't work. We're still catching fireballs 100-plus years into this riddle. It is an enigma, to be honest. We're still catching fireballs more than 100 years into it. I don't know if we have a cure for those people. I don't. Donald Trump's answer, and I can't deny it, build a wall. We can't help you, so we're going to help ourselves. I get that rationale, but then we ought to not be anywhere else in the whole world. We ought to become isolationists and say we're all done helping anybody.
I think that Donald Trump didn't say, I want to build a wall because we can't help you. He said, we're going to build a wall so we can help you, meaning that we're going to help you get here legally.
Right.
So that we can help you.
Right.
This is the land of prosperity. Still in the world, we are the land of prosperity. So I don't think he said, I'm going to build a wall because we can't help you. We're going to build it so we can by doing it the right way.
Miles, help me understand something. You are indicating, and I've heard this before, where a lot of the mission groups down there, in fact, a lot of folks that I know right here in our area where our flagship station is at, that go down to Honduras, they go to Mexico, they go all over the place. They're all Christian organizations. And you're saying to me, and I've read before, that the majority of the folks that they encounter don't want to leave. So then I pause and say, okay, what would motivate this person to want to leave enough to fill up a train load that looked like it was a mile long, the picture you guys made me look at? And we're talking about some huge number by September that Donald Trump will have in holding cells now of children. So if the majority want to stay, what causes these folks to want to flee? Maybe we need to look at what that problem is. And I don't know the answer. I just, when I look at what we're doing, I don't think any of the presidents have had a solution that will actually correct the problem. And I still equate it to the drug thing. As long as there's a market, there's going to be a supplier. As long as we're doing this, and whatever their governments are that are doing whatever it causes them to risk their life to flee, as long as those mechanisms are in place, we're going to continue to rest with illegal aliens in our countries. I looked at Mexico for a long time, by the way, and believed what they were doing was a hostile takeover of the country states here in the United States, California, New Mexico, Arizona, that they were trying to infiltrate and take those states over. I believe that was the motivation of the government of Mexico, literally, to send people in. I called it a foreign insurgency. If you're dealing with a few thousand people, you call it whatever, but when you're dealing with millions, where they're now the dominant ethnicity in those states, you got to pause and say, this didn't happen by happenstance, so was that a government function? I don't know the answer. I know that the one we're at and the one we've arrived at and passed is not working.
I remember as a kid, the big immigration problem we had was Cubans, and they would get literally in bathtubs.
But you were in Florida, right?
No, I was in Virginia.
Virginia. Well,
but
okay.
Cuban invasion, where they would get in bathtubs and rafts and travel, was it like 96 miles to the Keys? And risk their life in basically the open ocean to get here. And then we would just literally kick the raft back, go back home. They were trying to leave persecution in a tyrannical government there.
Right.
From what I understand, Honduras and some of these South American countries are the same way.
Right.
And they have no choice to fight back because they don't have the means.
I got a friend that goes down to Honduras a couple times a year. He describes something that's what Miles has talked about. It's not dystopian at all, and they're fairly happy. They're not wealthy, but they're fairly happy.
Yeah.
So what motivates the folks from Honduras that risk everything to get here? I don't know the answer to that, but I know we better start finding out what the answer is, or we're going to continue to wrestle the problem. That's all I'm saying.
Let's not forget the George Soros-backed caravan that came our way a few months back.
Yep, there's some of that globalism that plays into what's motivating these people, and money motivates. Listen, folks, I'm hearing music. Do me a favor. Have a great, great evening. Thank you very, very much for joining us. We'll see you soon.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is calling for immediate deportations for immigrants who cross into the U.S. illegally with no hearings. He tweets the border wall would solve the issue once and for all. Administration officials are scrambling to comply with last week's order to reunite families. Immigrants are still being detained at a number of facilities on the border. Officials from the Department of Human Health and Services say they now have set up a central location in Port Isabel to deal with unifications in Texas. They say they do know the location of all those who have been detained, but at the same time acknowledge that reunifications will take some time, in some cases even months. Officials say they have reunited around 500 families with roughly 1,800 to go. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Weather this afternoon, sunny with a high near 82. North wind around 13 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low around 53. North wind around 7 miles per hour. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 80. Northeast wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming southeast in the afternoon. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 58. South wind 3 to 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, a slight chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 81. Light south wind increasing to 5 to 10 miles per hour in the morning. Chance of precipitation is 20%.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
The black box.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mental Health Matters. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and my co-host is Tracy Ivey. And this is NAMI's Hour, compliments of Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and there is a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state.